Since the day it was founded, the United States has been a refuge for people from around the world to worship their gods as they choose. That's precisely why so many of our first European settlers came here when they wrote our Constitution. In the first amendment to the Bill of Rights, they explicitly protected religious freedom. Unlike countries around the world, particularly like China, which openly persecute Christians. Unfortunately, America, as we noted in the last block, is becoming much more like what we say we hate, the government of China. Many states have canceled in-person church services under the pretext of protecting the rest of us from the Wuhan coronavirus. Places like New Jersey and California consider Christianity, quote, non-essential, unlike abortion clinics or liquor stores, lotto ticket kiosks. None of this is related to science, of course. It's about punishing people they don't think vote for them. And if you don't believe it, ask the rioters. They were allowed to burn a stack of Bibles in Portland, Oregon last weekend. Try that with a Quran and see how long you remain free. You'd be in prison immediately. Bibles, no problem. Why? Because Democratic leaders in Congress despise traditional Christians because they don't vote for them. Here's House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn explaining his view on Fox.
Well, I don't know anything about burning Bibles.
That's another thing that's out there.
People, everybody's got their own religion. And I know the Quran, you know, I know the Bible, both New and Old Testaments very well. And so just because somebody may believe in the Quran, that's their business. So burning a Bible doesn't do anything about burning down a federal building. I don't know if I've seen, maybe you all know something I don't know, what federal building has been under threat.
What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything, but we'll tell you what it isn't, and that's a clear declaration of disapproval of rioters burning Bibles. And if you can't say that, there's probably a reason you can't say that. What is that reason? Eric Metaxas has thought through it. He's the author of the book, If You Can Keep It. We're happy to have him on tonight. Eric, thanks so much for coming out. Why is it so hard for our Democratic leaders to say unequivocally, I'm against attacks on churches, I'm against torching Bibles, and why is it so hard for our Republican leaders to do anything about it?
It's ignorance, Tucker. Clyburn reminds me of Biden. He's sort of like a career politician, an animated waxworks dummy who has no idea of our history. He just wants to cling to power. He hasn't thought it through. He has no idea, just like, you know, maybe 50 years of Americans have no idea. We've forgotten that freedom is utterly impossible on the American model without the values we got from the Bible. It doesn't mean we can force people to be Christians or anything absurd like that, but the point is all the founders understood that the Bible wasn't just a sacred book for some people. It was what gave us the West and what led to the idea of freedom and self-government. And when you attack that, you're not just attacking a few people who believe in that book. You're attacking foundational ideas that most of our, certainly career politicians, have no clue about anymore.
So Christianity, among other things, limits the excesses of the state. This is why all authoritarian governments hate it, because when your population worships an actual God, that suggests that you are not God and there are some things that you can't do. So without it, there's nothing they can't do. Isn't that the whole point?
Well, that is precisely the point. Look, say Jesus is Lord in China, or try it in North Korea. Try it in CHOP or CHAZ or whatever it was called. There are certain things that are so fundamentally threatening. The Bible and people who say, I have a higher authority than the state. I will bow to nothing but the God that I worship. Those people are tremendously frightening to authoritarian leaders. Hitler was one of them. He played patty cake with the church until the gloves came off, and he made it very clear that those people are the enemy. They're my real threat. And if I can defang them, if I can take power, then they will be utterly defanged. And if I can kind of keep them quiet for now. So any Christians who are not absolutely, and I don't mean just Christians, any patriotic Americans, any people who understand the role faith has played in our history, if you do not stand up and push back with everything you have against the idea that we can be a secular nation. A secular nation will ultimately be China. It'll be a place where the Faucis of this world will and can tell you what to do by force. And when people are burning Bibles and American flags, you might as well be cutting your hands off. These are the two things that have created more human flourishing, that have lifted human dignity on a level we've never seen in the history of the world. Those are the two things. If you're burning those things, something suggests to me that you don't understand that.
Yeah. And we should also say they went after, in a big way, the Orthodox in New York and New Jersey who persisted in worshiping their God.
Of course.
And they were arrested for it in some cases. Eric Metaxas, thank you so much.
Thank you.